Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. With over 28 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 25% off your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code i5-1013. Welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 6-0. This is the show where we find all the iPhone apps, tips, news, and tricks that we think you're going to love and put them in a nice little package and then say happy birthday to you. Shall we get started? Yes, I think we shall. Number one. So about 47 episodes ago, we talked about an app called Circa that attempts to collect many pieces of news around a specific topic and then summarize it for you. You, the busy person, in a nice mobile interface. Do you remember that? I don't blame you if you don't. It was a long time ago. Well, the app got a nice update recently, and it's also iOS 7 optimized, and so I think we're due for a revisit. Here's what's new. So you've got iOS 7 support, meaning that Circa is now optimized and redesigned for iOS 7. This isn't just working with iOS 7, by the way. It means the UI itself has been updated. Not a lot of iOS apps can say that. If you're especially interested in a particular topic or event, you can now choose to receive alerts and follow breaking news for updates as they happen in real time. You got some push notifications there. That's really helpful for something you really care about. Background updating in iOS 7, new full screen maps and images when you tap on them in stories, also nice new touches. But I think more than ever, Circa is a great way to keep up on the news because not only does it look really nice on our iPhones, but it just removes all the annoyance of scrolling and opening multiple windows or tabs or clicking a bunch of links from news stories and making sense of a story that's like 5 different pages long. Takes all of that out of my experience. Circa condensing the news for me is a time saver for sure, but it's also just a really clean way to read a lot of news. Number two, got an email from Simon in Australia. Hello, Simon, who's a little frustrated with the new camera app in iOS 7, the native one. He writes, I used to take photos by holding my finger on the shutter button and then lifting it off to take the photo. That helped me get the shot set up and shoot with minimum shake. In iOS 7, if you hold down the shutter button, you get a quick sequence of photos being taken. So I often end up with 6 or 7 photos that I have to then delete. Do you know of any way to go back to the iOS 6 behavior? Well, Simon, I have some good news and some bad news. Let's do the bad news first. The camera has been changed, so you can no longer hold down the shutter, set up your shot, and then lift your finger to take the photo. I am sorry, but the good news part of that is it's a feature. Simon's describing what's called the burst feature in the camera app in iOS 7. You hold down the shutter, and the camera starts basically machine gun snapping away up to 10 photos per second. It's really quick, so you're going to amass a lot of pictures in a short amount of time. This is great for action shots or group pictures where you want that one picture where someone's not blinking, or just anything where you want the perfect, elusive shot of your subject. Once you're done, the camera app knows that you just did that and will group your photos into what's called a burst. Assuming you probably want to be able to pick your favorite or favorites from the bunch, it'll let you quickly save those and then delete the rest. Pretty helpful stuff. So, Simon, in a way, you're still getting the whole let's get the perfect shot functionality you had in iOS 6, but Apple decided that a spray and pray approach just makes more sense. Number three. Hey, so everybody's favorite temporary photo video social network that the kids love and the adults think is all for sexting has a new feature. You know what I'm talking about, Snapchat. The new feature is called Snapchat Stories, and I actually kind of love it. So the way Snapchat generally works, if you're not already a Snapchatter, is you take a photo or a video, you add a little text caption, or maybe you scribble something, you set the amount of seconds you want it to be viewed, and then you send it to a friend or two or more. Your friends then have that 5 or 8 or 3 second window to look at what you sent, and then after that, it's gone forever. Unless, of course, they take a screenshot, but that's a whole nother story. Snapchat Stories, however, is something entirely different. It allows you to share snaps with all of your friends in one tap passively rather than sort of blasting everybody at once. So you add a snap to your story, and then it lives for 24 hours, and then it disappears. So it's basically a day in the life. If you add multiple media to your day, then your friends can look at a sense of how you went through your day in the order it happened. Snapchat says your story is always going to play forward because it makes sense to share moments in the order you experience them. It's basically the reverse of how we think of news feeds on Facebook or Twitter, that sort of thing. And your friends can also revisit your story as many times as you want during that 24-hour period. Here's a little pro tip, by the way. If you have a friend who's added a bunch of good stuff to their Snapchat story and you're interested, but each photo is set at 8 seconds long and you don't have that much time, you can tap with a second finger to quickly scroll through the collection faster. Works for me. Now, I've noticed that not many of my friends are using stories yet, so I don't know if that, I don't know, sort of indicates that this new feature is not really something that specifically people want. But I like the fact that the company is at least getting creative with that sort of next-gen newsfeed 24-hour life cycle thingy. Viva Snapchat. Viva. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. At Shutterstock.com, you'll find the perfect image or video for your next creative project. Maybe it's a website. Maybe it's an advertisement you're putting together. Some sort of video, any type of project. You can choose from over 28 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips. What's nice is that Shutterstock reviews each image individually for content, for quality, making sure it's awesome before it gets added to Shutterstock's library. Plus, the company adds 10,000 images every day, so every time you visit, you'll find something new. Shutterstock has flexible pricing too, and they just make it really easy to use. In fact, the company partnered with Facebook recently to provide advertising customers free access to images through Facebook's ad creation tool. Also, search tools are nice. You can search by a subject or a kind of color if you're trying to match some sort of a theme you've got going, a file type, somebody's gender, all sorts of stuff. And then, of course, there are shareable light boxes. If you're working with a team and you want to save a bunch of images to a nice little light box gallery, you can do so and then have somebody check out what you saved later on. The award-winning iPad app is fun to use. You can search on the go and use it to display images during presentation. So if you're interested, how about trying Shutterstock today by signing up for a free account? Completely free, no credit card needed. Just start an account, start using Shutterstock, and imagine what your next project could be like. When you decide to purchase, use the offer code i5-1013, that's I-F-I-V-E 1013, and new accounts will receive 25% off any package. That's Shutterstock.com, and for 25% off new accounts, use the offer code i5-1013, and we thank Shutterstock for their support of i5 for the iPhone. Number four. The other day, a friend of mine said he heard that you could say something like, check the score at my girlfriend's house. I was talking about a sports score, by the way, and wondered how Siri would possibly know who his girlfriend was and where she lived. And then it got me thinking, if Siri knows you want somebody to be categorized in a certain way as a relationship to you, like a wife or a boyfriend or a boss, you can set that up. Linnell Lane is my mother.
Okay, do you want me to remember that Linnell Lane is your mother?
And of course, if any of your personal contacts include physical addresses, you can set a reminder for yourself that's triggered by those locations. So, if I were to say something like, Leo Laporte is my boss. Leo Laporte is my boss. Now I can refer to him as my boss going forward, and Siri knows who I'm talking about. And if I were to say, remind me to call my boss when I get home, Siri will be able to figure out, okay, here's your address info, Leo's your boss, so your reminder will kick in when you get within your geofence, and you'll get a push notification to call him. It's kind of fun. On an earlier episode, we also talked about how to widen or narrow your geofence as well, so maybe you want that reminder when you start getting close to home rather than when you're already pulling into your driveway. That can be arranged. Now, who should I tell Siri is my nemesis? Number five, Raymond passed along a Mashable article about iPhone pranks that you can play on your friends, but I don't really think any of them we should cover. They're all pretty juvenile. Just kidding. Okay, so this is the one that I like the best. Here's the trick. If you're looking to infuriate your friends and potentially cause them some really awkward text conversations with their contacts, you should consider the autocorrect dictionary prank. In the general settings of a friend's iPhone, click on keyboard and scroll to the bottom where it says add new shortcut. Then you can create an autocorrect word or phrase that the iPhone will attempt to enter whenever your friend types a common word. Yes, that is a good one. Obviously, you need access to your friend's phone long enough to set up the shortcut, and you also need your friend to be just clueless enough to not understand how shortcuts work. But I'm going ahead and bet that we all know a few people like that, so have fun, and please report back. Hey, ever see or hear of a great app or trick here on i5? Of course you do. And then you want to go back over it and pass it along to your friend? Sure. Just hop over to our show notes at twit.tv/i5. That's where all of our links live and also where you can subscribe to this fine show with the feed of your choice. Or just add our show to your favorite podcast app. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614 on i5. Or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane. This is i5 for the iPhone, and I'll see you right here next week.